AP Radio News.
I'm Ross Simpson. Overcoming decades of hostility, Iran, the U.S., and five other world powers today struck an historic accord to check Tehran's nuclear efforts short of building a bomb.
The president acknowledges this deal's not perfect, but says it will keep Iran from a nuclear bomb and is far better than any alternative.
We put sanctions in place to get a diplomatic resolution. And that is what we have done.
But in Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell's view, the administration caved on key points.
Imagine what we might have now if we'd spent the last 2 years ratcheting up the sanctions as opposed to this.
Congress will now have 60 days to review the deal, but Obama's vowing to veto any attempt to scuttle it. And even though some Democrats have their doubts, it's unlikely foes will prevail. Mark Smith at the White House.
President Obama has telephoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who condemned the deal as, quote, a stunning historic mistake, saying it would not prevent Iran from gaining nuclear weapons capability.
They've gambled that in 10 years' time, Iran's terrorist regime will change while removing any incentive for it to do so. In fact, the deal gives Iran every incentive not to change.
Honda reached a settlement today to resolve allegations that the company discriminated against minority car buyers by marking up interest rates on loans. Police say a driver's ed car crashed into a tractor trailer today at a New York intersection. Two teenagers were killed. Three other occupants in the car were hurt. A stolen construction tractor plowed into a Tucson home today, started a fire, and then smashed into a second home before firefighters could shut it down. There were no injuries, but officials say both homes were total losses. This is AP Radio News. Major League Baseball showcases plenty of young talent tonight in Cincinnati.
The 86th All-Star Game has a youthful look, with 33 of the 68 participants having been selected for the first time. Right-hander Dallas Keuchel of the Houston Astros, 11-4 with a 2.23 ERA, starts for the American League. Zach Greinke of the Dodgers gets the nod for the NL. He's 8-2 and leads the majors with a 1.39 ERA. The National League has won 43 times, the American 40. There have been two ties. The chance of rain is 50% at game time. Ron Friedman, Cincinnati.
The Pamplona Festival has ended with no further gorings, but AP correspondent Kieran Giles reports a French tourist has died during another bull run in eastern Spain.
The unfortunate news this morning was that as Pamplona's famed Saint Fermin Festival came to its last bull run with no fatalities in the nine-day event, officials in the east of Spain reported that a French tourist died early this morning after being gored by a bull in a small town festival.
I'm Ross Simpson.